Hi, this is Denise Barnes of SoulSavvy.net with a little bit of background for the energy grounding meditation. Why do it? Some basics around the energy body and when and how to use this. So why do it? Well, the first reason is to keep yourself connected to your inner wisdom, your intuition, your higher self, and also to spirit, to what's behind the veil, to the absolute, to God. This gives you a chance to connect in with all those somewhat hidden aspects of our being, or things that can get lost in the day-to-day. So it's a way to keep connected, and it's also a way to clear, releasing any residue that we pick up in the day-to-day grind, and helping us, due to this clearing, to be more aware of any shifts that might be coming or going on. Things can change fast, as we know. So this helps us stay on our feet and basically to be grounded, to be as present, to be as alert to our environment, to spirit, and to the higher self, so as to move well. Again, to move well in the world and to move well with any changes or demands that may come up. And it also helps us to keep our emotions flowing and keep in touch with that important meter of our being, our emotions. So those are some reasons why. The energy body basics, I have a PDF on this for more info you can look at. But basically, you've probably heard of things like the grounding cord or the aura or the chakras. And these are all aspects of the energy body. So in the meditation, we work with these different aspects. And it's okay to just imagine them, or, you know, you're working with them in your imagination, basically. So try it out. It may, you know, for some it may be a bit strange, or you have to sort of suspend your skepticism to try it out. So definitely give it a shot. The different aspects that we do are we go to the third eye, which is that spot between the eyebrows, and we basically center ourselves in a room there behind that third eye zone. And you create this in your imagination. And this is your center or your control tower, a type of sanctuary from where you do the whole meditation. Then we work with the grounding cord, which is a cord of energy that attaches around your hips and then drops deep down into the earth. It's like a tree root, so we'll be using that. We also work with cleansing the aura, which is that area outside the body, within a foot to 2 feet around your body, depending. And then we also work with the chakras, and there's a guide, an illustration on the webpage also for this. But basically, you have your root chakra, which is at the very bottom of your spine, and your second chakra is a few fingers below your belly button in the pelvic area. And then the solar plexus is the third chakra. Your heart is the fourth chakra. Your throat is the fifth chakra. The sixth chakra is the third eye zone, and then the seventh chakra is above your head. Oh, it's about six or nine inches above your head, and that's where that seventh chakra is. So we work with all of these areas in the meditation. And then when and how to use the energy grounding meditation, time of day, people might wonder. And basically, you can do this any time of day. It's nice with any meditation practice to have a regular time where you know you're going to do it. That really helps you establish a groove. And, you know, it might just be the first thing of your day, or you can do it in the evening and have it be the last thing you do. It's great with meditation to do it twice a day as you increase your practice time. You can also use this as needed after any challenges or needs you might have to regroup or reground. So you can really alter it to what works for you. In terms of a daily practice and getting doing this as an experiment, though, it might be good to just try it for a couple of weeks and see if you notice any benefits or any changes. If there's more calm you notice or more groundedness you experience, you know, if it helps with releasing stress and regaining perspective when you've lost it temporarily. And if it just helps you keep, you know, keeps you flowing, keeps you connected to your inner self and your intuition. So, yeah, I would definitely recommend trying it for a couple of weeks. You can take weekends off. Notice if you notice, you know, if you miss it or that's sometimes interesting. And you can also just do it 7 days a week. It's not that long of a meditation. So use the recording. It's 12 minutes long. You can stop the recording at any time if you're running a bit behind. Or if you want to kind of stay on time with it, it's okay to be trailing behind a few steps. That works fine too and can keep you moving. And you can usually track where you are and what the next steps are and keep moving yourself along. So those are some options in terms of when and how to use the energy grounding meditation. Also, there's one exercise at the end where we connect with golden light and we use this to do a final cleansing sweep of the self. You can use that step to focus any of this golden healing energy on any areas that might need some TLC or might need some extra support. So it's very possible to use any of these particular steps on their own, you know, when needed. So you can use your grounding cord just as a quick way to ground or to send any negative energy down and out of you. So again, you can use various steps of the energy grounding meditation specifically and as needed throughout your day. I also find, for example, the mother and father energy check-in. So we do those in the meditation, and this doesn't have to be, a religious thing. It can be non-denominational and just connecting with the archetypal feminine and masculine energy, those sides of the creative energy. So you can fashion that as you would like too. And sometimes it's really nice to just check in and get that little message, which can surprise you. And that's always a good sign that this is coming from beyond my mind. It's coming from a deeper source. So those are some things to consider in terms of using aspects of this. And in summarizing, I would say this meditation, basically the energy grounding meditation restores connection, restores flow and harmony across the different aspects of your being. And it's a regular practice you can use to stay clear and to stay in tune with what's important. It helps you integrate and establish this harmony across these different aspects of yourself, your physical body, your mental body, your emotional body, your spiritual body, and your energy body. So blessings on you, and feel free to contact me if you have any questions, and I wish you well with this healing and grounding meditation. This is Denise Barnes of SoulSavvy.net.